right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM, and Arsenio Hall joins us for the next hour.
Dog.
And then he'll be back next Wednesday and the following Wednesday and Wednesday after that. And we've had a there's a young kid who works for this station, Adam McAdosius.
Shazam.
And you could never tell he's Jewish. He's a mess. But he wants to be a rap singer. He gets all the chicks. He's a pretty decent guy. Stays out of trouble.
Now, because he's with a chick, is it inappropriate to say gets all the chicks?
No, nah, he knows. She knows, right? I mean, she knows that you love chicks.
That's my girl. I love her.
Is that right? Okay. How long have you been together with her?
Over a year now.
Is that right?
Shazam.
Oh, boy. All right. And does she smoke weed with you?
All the time.
Yeah?
We marinate.
Are you on weed right now?
Shazam, you got it.
Oh, babo.
You use the word marinate?
Marinating.
Yeah, because you came in and Arsenio goes, man, you smell like the parking lot.
Yeah, he smells like the concrete parking structure here, which is, you know,
this whole structure smells of weed.
What is that old thing where something happens and then you're reminded by that?
Deja vu or?
Whatever it is, but whenever I see concrete, I think of how McAdosh's t-shirt smell.
Yeah, he does. He smells like concrete.
There's a connection.
Yeah, what kind of weed do you smoke, dude?
Just the best, you know, that Valley Bud.
Valley Bud?
Shazam.
All right, man.
What does that mean? Because it's not grown in the Valley.
Well, yeah, you know, there's all different strands now since those pharmacies popped up. Everyone's trying to have that super duper turtle tortoise, but I just stick to my own flavor.
Okay, right. Well, you got to talk to us like professionals. Tell us what you smoke. Don't give me no Valley. What do you smoke?
You know, there's just a bunch of different names now. There's like
Headband 707, you know?
That Heroana and that Purple Kush and that super duper, that Donatello.
Okay.
You know, all those.
And where'd you get Shazam? What that's done?
You know, me and my boy, T. Rowley, we have a little cartoon, cartoonbootyflix.com. Yeah. And we just come up with little catchphrases, and that's one of his things, and I just been using it.
Shazam.
Shazam.
You know how it's bringing our country closer together to have a young Jewish man say, T. Rowley.
T. Rowley. That's my boy.
I know. This guy, your brother's like a real straight arrow.
He's a corporate stud.
Yeah, this guy is not bought into corporate anything. This McAdosius, man, he's a mess.
Where did that name come from, Tim?
McAdosius, where did that come from?
Oh, you know, my boy used to just, Zay, shout out to Zay. He used to just call me McAdosius, Adam McAdosius, and just stuck with me a couple years back.
Yeah? All right, yeah. You got a shirt that says Adam McAdosius?
You know, surrounded by dollar signs because I'm about making that paper.
All right, and you have a show on HD?
Yeah, I'm the host of HD, Free to HD.
Anybody listening to that?
Of course. We got over 2 million streaming minutes a week.
Wow. Look at you,
Look at me trying to make the paper. Call me Mr. Pringles.
All right. I'd like to hear that.
Wait, streaming minutes. Explain that to an old man.
You know, you can hear it online streaming, 97.1freefm.com. Click on the HD link and you can hear it. They just catch it. Listen to it.
There
like
you go.
It's in the morning, Corolla all day.
Somebody's got to get you some water, dude. You got that...
that super duper, you know, cotton mouth.
Yeah, I think, man. Your mouth is heavy on the doshes.
Jesus Christ.
Heavy on
the
doshes today.
How many bong hits did you have?
Oh, I do blunts. I like blunts.
Yeah, did you have a whole one?
Yeah, I had like a...
Can you smoke, like, let's say we had you in one night. Could you smoke an ounce of weed during the show?
What is that, 3 hours?
3 hours. Could you smoke an ounce of weed in 3 hours?
I could probably make it happen.
Yeah.
I could roll some super duper turtle tortoise blunts, you know, some...
At a point...
Yeah, that means.
At some point, do you not get high anymore?
I'm just me. This is how I feel all the time.
If you had like a whole sack of weed, you smoked the whole thing.
I've been smoking the whole thing, and I just feel... This is just how I feel.
You're pretty good.
Not,
now, you
yeah.
take the month of February off, right?
Yeah, most of the time.
No smoking weed in February.
Is that for the black people?
You know, I represent, and because it's the shortest month.
Yeah, Black History Month.
That's actually very funny.
This year was kind of hard.
We complained about it, but he actually has turned it into a science that will get me back into the Headband 707 soon. 1st of March.
Say that backwards.
Right. How old are you, dude?
I'm a quarter century.
All right, 25 years old. All right, now, you've written a song for the show, is that right?
Yeah, I did the Hot Talk before, now I did a personal one for you.
All right, now, Arsenio Hall is here, and we want to do this for Arsenio because... he's discovered Snoop Dogg. And you would really like to be a rap artist as
Not discovered. I gave him his television debut.
All right. Off the air, he'll tell you a different story.
Like
he'll talk about how he discovered everybody.
I found him in a basket floating in the valley.
It's like the Jungle Book. It was a floating baby in the jungle and you found him.
Yo, that baby in the basket. He can spit.
Hey, all right. So, but you'd like to be a rap artist,
more
right?
More like an entertainer.
Entertainer?
Yeah.
Because you know that you just can't make a living rapping, so you want to be entertaining so I can do other things.
Yeah, you know, I can host, I can interview, I can do all that good stuff.
Right. But now you have connections in the music business, right?
Oh, absolutely. If he can make somebody some cheddar,
right.
I got numbers for him.
Is that right?
Let's make it happen.
Hey, I will
who
call.
Who you hang out with? Who is it like a couple of guys you hang out with in the rap world?
Well, now, first
that
of
you
all.
You can call immediately.
Okay, first of all, the music business is in trouble.
Right.
Okay. But if you got mad skills, I could get something of yours to Dre. I could get something of yours to Diddy.
Wow.
And I could get something of yours to Johnny Gill, because he always needs some rap. Him and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis need some rap in a track that Johnny might be singing the hook to, right? I can get your stuff to a lot of variables.
Look at that.
I can get something to Mariah.
There it is.
Wow.
So all you got to do is spit, brother.
All right.
Throw the doshas in there.
All right. Now, when Adam is done here, if there's somebody in the audience right now who also thinks they're a good rap artist, Arsenio, you know, can get your material to the right guys. So call us here and do a little bit of rap for us. And if you are the right guy, you got some talent and Arsenio likes you, maybe he can get you the right guy and your career takes off. Isn't that right?
I know where Kevin Federline's office is.
Wow. Look at you. All right. Here are the phone numbers. If you think you're a rap artist and you're just looking for a big break, this could be it. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right, here it is. Here's Adam McAdosius' song about this here show, the Tim Conway Jr. show. Let's roll it.
Yeah, 97.1. It's Adam McAdosius back again, bitches. Let's do the damn thing, Mr. Wang. Driving around town, top down, black Benz. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud ripping 818. Been hearing forever how is that so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I said it, right? Check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio, but the wardrobe from Costco has got to go. Kirkland signature, that's his brand. Jesus Christ, he needs a stylist. Yeah, I said it, man. Two better ends at 11. You might hear the reverend. What the hell he say? Yo, it's just Jesse Jackson. If you know what he's saying, call into the show. It's 520-9710. Understand the language. Call if you do. You might get a prize. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. And OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how is that so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Yeah, that's me. What time is it?
Back up.
What time is it?
At 9 o'clock, they got Gina on the news. With Jerry on the board, that makes two fellow Jews. Beware the Conway curse, though, it's the truth. If you still don't believe me, here's the proof. Timmy's over a decade into his career, but he also lost two co-hosts in the past 5 years. Wanna be his partner? Just get it clear. The other guys weren't fired, they just disappeared. Abracadabra, hocus pocus. Y'all heard it first from Adam McAdosius. Host of Frida HD, that's me, Shazam. When Sophia turning 18, I said it, man.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, you're a big effing stud, dude.
Jump up and shout.
What's that?
Yeah, on your feet.
Oh, you want me to do it one more time?
Doesn't matter.
All right, y'all. It's Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. And OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how is that so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man.
It ain't gonna get one more listener.
That is awesome, dude.
I like that, man.
I thought that was fantastic, man.
I like it. I thought
it was at the top of the show.
It was totally appropriate.
I liked it.
You know?
Thank you.
He worked in all the little idiosyncrasies that we know well.
All right. You think he's got a shot at rapping?
You know what? I've heard Adam rap before. I like Adam's rap. I think Adam's rap is perfect for a certain demographic. He knows who he is. He has a sense of humor about what he writes. And his pen is funky, man.
There you go. All right, Gina had a nickname for him. What'd you call him? The something unit? What'd you call him?
If he was black, I'd be sleeping with him.
What was...
Do unit.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, keep it kosher.
That's cute.
That's classic. You should change it to that.
We'll think about it.
Do unit. All right, man.
There it is.
That's some good stuff, dude. We're going to play that top of the show. Thanks for doing that, man. You're out there busting your ass for the show.
Yeah, struggling. That's right.
How long did it take to write that?
It took about maybe a day. A day to write it and record it and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and his penmanship isn't that great. So your girlfriend or some friend or some chick wrote it?
My girlfriend writes it. I tell her what to write and she writes it.
All right, excellent, dude.
So you're, I can read it.
Major stud, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You dictate your rhymes? is that how white folks doing it? Get my secretary in here. Yeah. I feel something I want to spit.
You know, my girl's my PA. It's all good.
All right.
We make it happen together. We're
you are Macadocious.
Yeah, he is Macadocious.
The prefix is all about, you know, Mackin, right?
That's right.
And you actually...
It's all about the mouthpiece.
Yeah, don't change your name, man. Any rapper who has a girl who takes dictation, you know, come in, get that bitch in here with the stenographer's pad. I got some rap.
All right, if you think you can rap, then Arsenio Hall might be able to get you to the right people. They're always looking for new talent, right?
You know what? I think I'm going to introduce people to Macadocious.
Yeah. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Shauna in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
You know what? I think he's been smoking LSD lately. His rapping skills are not there.
But
sounds like a busted Cat Williams, too. What is wrong with him?
Oh, Jesus. Hey, bad vibe,
he's up in smoke on that. He really is.
Always up in smoke.
Very tough crowd.
What you got out there in Riverside?
She jumped right out of the Apollo crowd and into Riverside on your ass.
Yeah, she effed you over, dude.
There's always haters.
All right, George in Canoga Park, 97.1.
I'm done, dude.
What?
I'm done.
What's wrong, dude?
Every time I hear your voice, I change the channel.
What channel are you listening to?
I turned it over to Lad now after he got on.
What's Lad playing? Can you turn it up?
Yeah, sure. No, Tim, I'm done with it. It just stinks.
Hey, how old are you, player?
Hey, you know what? I'm about to turn over to Jim Ladd, too.
How old are you, player?
No, it's...
How old are you, player?
It's not working, dude. It hasn't worked for months, and it's...
Bad vibes,
like hot dog player? Where are you at, player? How old are you, player? Do you not hear me? Is my mic on? How old are you?
Hey, George.
Are you passed out? You on some pills? What's going on with you?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Can you hear him? All right, get out of here, dude.
George won't talk to
rappers.
He won't talk to rappers.
He won't even talk to them.
You know when you take a picture of a witch, you can't see it on a photo? Yeah. George won't talk to rappers.
I can't hear rappers.
Jay-Z spoke to me the other day. I didn't hear nothing. It was a void.
He effing hates you, dude.
It's all right.
All right, let's talk to a Jay Sizzle here, man. Jay, you're on 97.1.
What up?
Hey.
City, what up, baby?
Dog.
Let me kick a little something. You ready?
Okay. Science.
Jay Sizzle, young brother just massive. Ripping this microphone up with a passion. Lyrics, I set them off. Papers, I read them off in the studio. One day in the store, you bet the bar. Live and direct, I'm gaining respect. You game while I'm set to battle you. This is what I'll do. Destroy with the word, the verbs you hear, you heard. Don't try to battle me. Jay Sizzle, absurd. Why you getting funky on me? All I want to know is there a future to be. Just agree. This world is falling apart. And right now, time to start.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Were you freestyling?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, because you worked some stuff about Macadocious in at the beginning, and then you kind of went to some tried and true stuff. I like it. I think this is bringing out the...
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm a white boy from Philly.
That's right.
And have you thought about getting into rap for a living?
You know, I'm 33 years old, man.
It's over.
Back in the day, I did. But, getting your shot, I like to hook up with them. I used to go to your show all the time back in the day, Arsenio.
Hey, what else you got? You got any more?
Dude, I'm driving right now. Shoot. Let me see.
Just off the top of your...
Let's see. Jay Sizzle. Okay, let's see what I got right here. Hang on, hang on.
Are you reading this stuff?
Born and raised in Philadelphia, PA. Now I reside in L.A., C.A. West side, do or die. Do you want to ride? Do you want to get high? Come on, smoke with me. I ride. Come on, everybody, let's flow. I got to let you know. I get on down like no other. Hope Jay-Z is my mentor. See, I get down like no other to be. I'm the man. I rock what I can. I got Arsenio Hall and the man.
That's pretty good, dude.
That's cool.
Nah, it's not that good, Tim. Come on.
No, but I like but it. I like the trick of when you're stuck for a rap, you hold a note, the man, and Jimmy. It's my Jimmy.
Comedy, comical.
Yeah, I like that, man. We're going to send you something. Hold on one second, dude.
Thanks, brother.
You're from Philly, so you don't want
and
that.
And he's a white guy from Philly.
I live in Long Beach, brother.
How about this? The perfect push-up.
Yeah.
With an autograph on
it. Oh, those little circular handles.
Yeah.
They were.
A perfect push-up with my autograph on it. I think they mean Bonaducci's autograph.
Absolutely.
I'd rather have yours, brother.
Well, you can just sign them yourself then.
is mine going to be nicotine stained?
Yeah. If it comes from either one of us, it will be. All right, hold on one second, dude. Hey, I think that's fantastic, though, dude. You're a talented dude.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, hold on one second. That guy's good, man.
How often do you get called pimp?
No, but hey, ask that guy if he'll write a rap for this show. Maybe they will play. Let's see if anybody wants to send some in. They can,
do it.
Beat out Macadocious.
Have a Conway album.
All right. Anyway, he gets the perfect push up with Bonaducci's autograph on it. Get ripped for under $40. Just visit perfectpushup.com and strengthen yourself up with that push up.
You know, Tim, I have those.
There you go.
And I always have a problem. I had to keep the box, and I glued the box on the wall because I never know which way to start with them, the handles going up or the handles going sideways. So I keep the box so I can...
look at it?
The white man on the box. I just start like he starts, you know, and then I do them.
How many push-ups can you do?
With those little twisty circular things? 4.5.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the chair one?
Oh, will you put your feet up on the chair?
Oh, get out of here.
1.5.
All right, let's talk to Lionel here in Bell Garden. You're on 97.1. How are you, dude?
All right, man. Hey, I just want to say Arsenio owes me, man. I've been listening to her. I've been watching Arsenio since I was like in fourth grade.
Oh, wow.
I
bet you're right. He does owe you. All right, you got a rap for
what
him?
What am I, Charlton Heston?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Gee, I feel there old tonight. Verily, I say unto you.
All right, here it goes. There it goes. Charisma get you into heaven, and God don't send paychecks. In this life, we got to do S. I freaking hate it. Too many goals to achieve. Shh, I'd rather smoke weed. Please me instead of two separate entities. Foolish me, battling government and what God sent when both have control over my environment. So
I have no idea what she's saying.
Amen. Dumb man, right rhymes with no message. Guess it's a reflection of your own life.
All right, what do you think, Arsenio?
Get on the mic.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've heard about four tracks, four different songs, and they all have been about weed and sex. You know?
Yeah, I don't think that guy was that great.
It's all been about a stick of some type.
Yeah. All right, let's come back and more rap artists. Again, Arsenio Hall, very in tune with the rap world.
Yes, I have my ears. My ears to the street, Tim.
Could get you to the right guys, man. He knows all the handshakes. What's the newest one? What's the newest handshake?
The newest one is where you actually, as they walk away, you snap. You know, you do the regular old handshake. You knock twice on the back of the hand, and when they walk away, you say,
"Is that right?"
Yeah,
Jesus. All right. Uh-huh. All right, fantastic. Arsenio Hall is with us. Macadocious just wrote a terrific song. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show you're listening to live at 97.1 Free FM.
Lay low, nobody move until I say so. Limo tent rolling deep like the president. See, I don't go to clubs, I never chase a. I'm here to bang that gangster to the apocalypse.
97.1 The FM Talk Station is going green. And to prove it, all this month we're doing all kinds of cool stuff. On the streets, we'll be out and about in L.A. collecting your old cell phones and laptops so we can e-cycle them safely. On the air, we'll be giving you smart, money-saving, and earth-saving tips that fit right into your degenerate lifestyle. And online, we'll have links to smart ways to help make Mother Earth a lot more livable. So remember, all this month, get green or get lost. Another helpful message from your green buds right here at 97.1 SoCal's Green FM Talk Station.
It's springtime, Southern California. Time to celebrate 25 years of Champ Car Racing at the 34th Annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, April 18th through the 20th. The party starts with six races scorching the streets, including the final Champ Car Race, Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, Easy Lube Drifting, and the Tequila Patron American Le Mans Series. You'll see great Champ Cars and drivers of the past. Enjoy two free concerts, Alex Syntek on Friday and Pennywise on Saturday. There's a Green Power preview with futuristic robotic cars and a giant free weekend expo featuring renewable energy and power sources. Plus, go-karts, interactive games, and all the fun things that make it the best racing weekend anywhere. Go to 888-82-SPEED, Ticketmaster, or GPLB.com and get tickets now for the 34th Annual Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, April 18th through 20th. It's one weekend party you don't want to miss.
Hey, Mark, paper or plastic?
Paper.
I haven't seen you in ages. Where have you been?
I started growing all my vegetables and herbs indoors, so I'm saving a ton of dough, making a lot less trips to the market.
It's barely spring. How are you gardening?
I went down to OC Hydroponics and Organics, and they helped me get my whole grow room set up. They helped me dial in my atmosphere, my CO2, and got me set up on the best-selling nutrients, House and Garden. They always have the lowest prices in town, and they walk you through any questions you have.
Wow, that's great. Where are they located?
Go to your computer and look up ochydro.com. That's ochydro.com. Or go to 12795 Beach Boulevard in Stanton. It's between the 91 and 22 freeways.
Orange County Hydroponics and Organics in Stanton. Easy to remember, easy to get to, the best deals in town. On special this month, buy a case of 1,000-watt Photolux or Sunmaster bulbs for just $75 a piece. Orange County Hydroponics and Organics in Stanton. Go to ochydro.com. That's ochydro.com.
Hey, that's a pretty nice pair you got there.
Excuse me?
Oh, no. I mean the cards that guy has on TV.
Yeah. You play?
Do I play? Babe, when they named it Hold'em, they were thinking of me.
Really? So where do you like to play?
Oh, well, home games mostly.
Well, I play at the Commerce Casino every week.
You play at the Commerce, the world's largest poker room?
Everyone plays there. Well, almost.
The Commerce. Sure, I've played there before.
You know, you should take your home game to the Commerce.
My home game?
Yeah. Just bring your guys and you call the shots. You set the stakes. The Commerce handles everything else.
My home game at the Commerce.
Well, I thought all great poker players knew about the Commerce.
My mom thinks I'm a great player.
You live with your mother? Check, please.
Oh, hey, let's hook up when I'm at the Commerce.
Won't your girlfriend get upset?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Why am I not surprised?
Bring your home game to the Commerce Casino. Just 5 minutes from downtown L.A. off the 5 freeway at the Washington exit. To take your home game to the next level, there's no place like the Commerce Casino. Must be 21 to play.
Don't miss another minute of your favorite shows on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. Just go to 971freefm.com. That's where we stream...
1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Collection letters.
Harassing phone calls.
Mounting medical bills.
Foreclosure.
Repossession.
Lost in a storm of financial troubles? Then you need an experienced lawyer trained in finance, bankruptcy law, as well as litigation to get you out of debt. Call 1-800-617-9291 and talk to attorney Edison Seropian. He'll use his 17 years of experience to personally analyze your situation and implement a strategy to get you out of debt. Don't wait. The call is free. 1-800-617-9291 or go online to igotlawyer.com.
Are you getting your money's worth of entertainment?
What is she wearing on that red carpet?
Finance?
He's making millions off of nothing. I love it.
And sports?
I don't know if LA will ever have a football team.
Check out FortuneMarket.net's Your Money's Worth with Deanna, Ryan, and Michelle. Saturday mornings at 8 on Free FM. Find nationwide real estate investment opportunities with only $1,000 down with House Calls Radio. Call 877-246-7745. And tune into House Calls every Saturday morning at 10 on Free FM.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Top dollar with the gold fleek collar, dipping in my blue Impala. Top dollar with the gold fleek collar, dipping in my blue Impala.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and Arsenio Hall is with us.
So you used to always be prepared when we come back from commercials, but you get around me and a Jewish rapper,
place,
and now all of a sudden you're having too much fun.
I was just watching Arsenio on Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo, you did, right?
Hey, when you have an eight-year-old, you find yourself doing stuff that you used to deem uncool. But now it's like, yo, I'll do Igor. Send the script over, you know, because my kid, don't you do things now that you never thought
you
would do?
Yeah, absolutely. like change a diaper. but you point something out that's great, that when you're the only black guy in the whole show.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I guess they send the animation overseas.
Well, and it's interesting because I was just showing Tim that I know I spoke as the captain on this ship very eloquently.
Right.
I know I Obama'd him to death.
Right.
Right. But when it went to Korea and came back, I was all fetch it out. You know, I was they
big eyes.
Oh, big woo! And the because the Koreans over there that did it, they were like, I know you talk like this, but we're going to make eyes say woo!
They fetched you out.
Yeah, go on www.arseniohall.com and look at the Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
They you know, hey, it's 2008.
Yep, and there's the fetch, man.
They're going to make the fetch it happen. You know, over there, they're going to be like, oh, wait, all we know is, woo, make those eyes go crazy.
All right, I got a song here from the John and Jeff show. This is a little John Boyle. Doing a little rap. Let's see here. Think about it. Here we go.
Me so horny. Me so horny, Jeff. Me so horny. Me love you long time. Me so horny. Oh, me so horny, Jeff. Me so horny.
Or how about this one? You did another one here. Here we go.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump, Jeff. Oh, do me, baby. Do the Humpty Hump, party people. Do the Humpty Hump.
Oh,
do me, baby. Do the Humpty Hump, party people. Do the Humpty Hump.
Oh,
do me, baby. Do the Humpty Hump.
All right, here's another one. Here we go.
Dirt.
What?
Shifters.
What?
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I think I'm gonna jump around.
Get down, Jeff.
Don't you ever, ever pull my lever, cause I explode. And my party people unite. We gotta rock hard.
All right, one more here. Rapper's Delight, man.
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie to the hip hop pop, man. You don't stop a rocket to the bang bang boogie, to up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, John, and the ladies will get you on your feet. Now I am Johnny B, and I'd like to say hello to the Jap, to the Thai, all the Asian ladies that I like to phone. But first, we gotta bang, 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 the boogie to the boogie, she up jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's
rock. That's pretty
rock.
Good stuff, you know, no?
That's
look at
funky
that, team. Man.
Hey, okay, you want to, Macadocious, you want to hear old man talk about the past? Check this out. Little trivia thing. You heard the Humpty Dance? You remember that track, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You weren't even born, but how do you know that kind of stuff, by the way?
You know, I appreciate the culture.
He's old school. Adam Macadocious.
I'm a soulful dude. I look at the roots.
Okay, check this out. The first time they came to perform that song, when we dropped it on the late night talk show years ago, guess who one of the dancers was in Digital Underground? Was it Digital Underground? Yeah. Guess who one of the dancers
Beyonce.
Was? That, wouldn't that have been interesting?
Chuck Norris.
I know.
Totally against type. Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
right?
Oh,
you remember that?
Yeah.
Wait, Tupac was the dancer?
Yeah.
Tupac was one of the dancers.
Holy
And they
Christ.
Gave him a verse on one of the songs, and that's how he got his career.
Oh, boy. Were you friends with Tupac?
Yeah, yeah. He was a good brother. We went through our tough times, too. But,
oh,
you know,
yeah?
You couldn't get along with Tupac all the time. You know? Right. Sometimes, you know, I'd just be that dirty nigga that didn't do what he wanted him to do.
Okay.
But can I say that?
I guess you just did.
Docious. How do you know that kind of stuff? Do you study the hip-hop history? Or who told you that?
I have a buddy who is a big Tupac fanatic, and he just educates me with him. I don't really appreciate Tupac. He's too much of a thug for me. I can't relate to him, but mm-hmm. I appreciate what he did for rap and hip-hop.
All right.
Check that out.
Like a third grader. Let's talk to a Zodiac in L.A. You're on 97.1.
Hello,
how are you? Hey.
Hello?
Zodiac, you're on the air.
Yo. Oh, what's up? Don't
right.
up, Arsenio?
Yo, all right, let's hear it. You got a rap?
In the
let's
house.
Go.
Yo, you want me to spit?
Go ahead.
Yo,
this
hey,
the
yo,
first...
Arsenio, people tell me I'm...
Well, Albert or Ben.
I probably should apologize now
because
a lot of my family is going to be calling.
All right, Ben in Hawthorne, you're on 97.1.
All right, here we go. This is to you, Macadocious. I love you, but here
let's
you go.
Go.
Macadocious want to be the head person in charge. Well, Macadocious in trouble. Machete in my hand just to bust your bubble. Your legs spaghetti strands because heavy hands hits hurt. You gets hurt, you jerk. Trespassing my quick turf. Run for best dress like Kanye West. And in 10 minutes, you're limping and your jacket's a vest. Put an actor to rest. Test my riders and rhymers if you can find us. Bring your flunkies in Sesame Street.
I don't think you,
you we can use the term violent. Funky, but we can't. You gotta throw that N in there, dude. All right, let's talk to Austin in Hollywood. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Conway? It's great to be on. I love you, Arsenio, man.
There you go.
I'm gonna speak right quick
for
you.
Let's go.
This is Austin. I'm not Macadocious. I'm down in from Nacogdoches and down in the Derby. I'm with them old gangsters. They trying to serve me. I stay on the spot, and I keep it hot every day, all night. It's in Compton where they be slanging them rocks and smoking them weeds and blunts. But I don't even smoke, and I don't even front. I just keep on walking. All these girls spitting at me, they be talking, and I don't be saying nothing, but I try to spit back.
All right, what do you think?
You know what? When the engineer plays sound effects and you lose your focus, see, that's part of this mind field of hip hop that we create here.
All right,
you
Austin, know? That was awesome.
Thanks
buddy.
For calling, Austin.
All right.
We
Rob,
appreciate that, man.
You
got distracted a little bit.
Yeah, Rob in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on.
Yeah, I'm on. Hello.
Go ahead, go.
All right, here you go. I'm a Midwestern boy, so I'm going to do my best.
All right.
We talk about drugs because they ain't too cool, but we don't know what we're saying because we didn't go to school.
All right. Young Logic.
I knew that wasn't going to work because he started too fast.
That didn't go well at
he
all.
He couldn't have enough words in his head to complete that piece.
Hey, Young Logic in the Valley.
818.
That's right.
All right.
Yo, what's
Let's
up,
hear
Logic?
It go, dude.
Logic,
go.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo, I heard it was possible. I just got to hurdle the obstacles. We in it to win it, and we all in survival mode. Time to go. When I rhyme, it's something to show. No, they can't knock my hustle and flow because I hustled before, and I'm going to hustle some more. They say whatever don't hurt you make you tougher, you know.
These are the Maya Angelous of our generation.
Guy using those swear words, man. Yeah. All right, Examine in Eugene. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yo, what's up?
All right.
What's up, man?
You calling from Oregon?
Here we go. Yo, yeah, right in Oregon. Actually, I'm from Casper, Wyoming, but here we go with the track.
That's right.
Hey, are they still having the east-west thing in Oregon? The east side of Oregon and the west side of Oregon?
What's up in Oregon? No,
we'll talk about it later. Go on, spit.
Okay. It's the mathematic tactics of a black magic maverick got me back at it that quick like a crack addict's habit. I just have to have it. Hit tracks like a savage. Treat ears like a canvas. Lyrics be my hammers. I'm on praise like a mantis. On questions for some answers. Rolling with my past baggage. Never had an advantage. Never have had a digester. Man who stands in handcuffs. Wonder how I have managed. Coming out without damage. The truth's a healing bandage, but don't make scars vanish. Stay concealed. Hidden in a battlefield. Hungry like ain't had a meal. No, I still have the wheel. Drop my quill, blast it, still will kill. If I have to kill, hope I never have to steal. Would rather sit back and build and not have to feel the chill. Cold bodies who have no soul. Young Bobby who has no goals, motionless as a
make. All right, hold on, dude. I thought that was pretty good.
I like that. I like the pen you brought, man. I like the pen. I like you using the word quill. And I love the thing where you threw prey and then threw mantis in later. That was nice. You know, Tim.
Very much.
This guy's might be onto something.
Hey, with all this hip hop, Jack Silver might be onto something. That maybe Arsenio can't come back another Wednesday.
Jack Platinum.
Tim just turned black.
I love you, my man. You, my man, from back in the day. I'm telling you, man. You're the little bit of black I got in Wyoming, just coming through the tube, man.
All right, dude.
I appreciate that.
Sensational, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
I was bringing.
I like that, dude. You should call us back, man.
I was wishing for him.
We should do this again one day, but not too soon. Cause
I like this.
Jack Silver, you know.
I think these guys are very talented. A lot of these dudes. All right, if you you can rap, man. Arsenio's here, and if he's really blown away by you, he can get you the right dudes, man. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall's with us. And Adam Macadocious is here. The guy who wrote the theme song to this show.
What's your real last name, Adam?
A loser.
Oh.
And he's, we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Third shift, back again. Check it, top wreck it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, there's a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake a dairy ear. These three little words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is. Go, John. Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is, Jeff. Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is, Jeff. Whoop. there it is. Whoop, there it is, Jeff. Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is, Jeff. Whoop, shakalaka, 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 shaka. Whoop, shakalaka, 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 shaka. Whoop, shakalaka, 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 shaka. Whoop, shakalaka, shakalaka, party people unite.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Doesn't matter.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Y'all know me, still same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these guns with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Mm, you know what I just heard, man?
He's the inside. He's got the inside scoop,
yeah,
man.
I just got a BlackBerry text. You know that show last night, Debbie Reynolds, she was a judge, Hidden.
Oh, Hidden Talents of the Stars?
That one on CBS.
Yeah.
Hey, Les Moonves will step to you quickly, Timmy. Les Moonves stepped to you quickly. He canceled it.
He canceled it
during the last commercial. Like it was like a Hershey chocolate commercial, and they just went away.
Is that right?
Never to come back again.
Who'd you hear that from?
I just heard it from a friend of mine. We call G Dog.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's not official yet. Is that true? Gina, that show is canceled?
That's the word on the street that just came in over the teletype.
Is that right? Yeah. Les Moonves doesn't have a rhyme.
Now, by the way, she looks at a teletype. I look at my BlackBerry.
Yeah. I don't know if it's canceled or not. I don't know if that's official or not, but. Yeah, you put out a piece of crap on CBS, and Les Moonves sees it. Oh. He sees those numbers the next morning.
Step to you quickly.
And you're going to get yourself a call. All right, if you can rap, Arsenio Hall might be able to get you to the right people. Robbie and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Go.
What's up, pimps?
Let's go.
How you pimps?
Let's hear it, dude.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Ready? You guys ready for my rhyme?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm a bad MF-er on the microphone. I punch more tickets than Home Alone. That's right, Blockbusters, never no flops, because I got more props than Carrot Top. Word.
All right, Sam in Long Beach, you're on the air. Go.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Go ahead, go.
All right, here you go. Listen to the words. This is Sam, and I'm not home. See, I can't be here to get my telephone.
Wait a minute. Listen to the words. I don't know why it made me
what
laugh.
What else am I going
to
do?
I'm a rap for you. I need you to listen to the words.
Listen to the words. This is Sam, and I'm not I can't be here to get a telephone.
Ah, get out of here, dude. How about Blaine in Orange County on 97.1?
Arsenio, Tim, what's up, man?
All right, go ahead, go.
I'll try and clean it up. All right, here we go.
Cool.
Gaming on the game, spinning on the spun, parading on the rain, and I'm dumping on your fun. Hopping and bopping and dropping, I'm freaking showing her this class. Sweating and bending, penting while smacking a bitch's ass. I'm debating, waiting, shaking Satan by his freaking neck. Stick your face in the space, your ass will be on deck. Spitting game all the same, out for fame, ruthless Douglas up in your brain. Pulling your strings, cause little pain, back your stuff up, cause I'm freaking insane. Are you normal? Are you special? You're not either, cause you're freaking mental. I'll stab you now with my number two pencil. I'll use your eye socket as a...
All right, dude, I think that guy's pretty good.
I like the number two pencil line. Yeah. Somewhere Twister is like, oh, I should have thought of that. My
right.
Number two pencil, I stab it with. Oh, shoot.
Damn it. Cell in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Every day, it's a struggle in my life. I'm trying to do wrong, but I got to do right. 9 to 5 doesn't even help. Easy money looks good, but it could put me through hell. But I got bills to pay. I got laid off, but I still got paper to make. No matter what it takes, I never act fake. I have a lot of faith, got good grace. Money in my place, got to get paid.
All right, what do you think?
You know what? He threw that Luther Ingram twist in there, that if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Kind of, he came from that vantage point. But what I like most, you didn't even ask him to spit.
That's right.
He started rapping.
Exactly what a guy should do. You know,
yeah, he just came in rapping.
Boy Rogan. Hey, shut up, Macintosh. Boy Rogan.
Rogan.
Yeah, go ahead. Go, dude.
Here I go. Situate one's lesson. Not to fail with no exceptions. Declaring progress. Information.
Good night. Jonathan in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Wait. When Tim don't
yeah,
like
when the, I know it sucks,
when Tim
it
don't
sucks.
Like the pen you walked in it, oh, man.
Here we go.
Penetrating portals dedicate my life to Christ. A reason for the season, Jews bigger than cold as ice. Paying the price to do what's right, I love my family. Screaming, my heart's bleeding for prisoners to be freed. Trapped in a prison within our minds, we wind it up to the beginning of time. Contracting death, but still fit fast. Upon some wine, tease my mind, and smoke some milk to pass the time. What am I more than a sinner that's been saved? Not worthy of an ounce of grace that God has sent my way. Seeing life for what it was and death for what it is. Loving life, Christ sacrifice, passing word on to my kids. Pregnant lady, God save you, baby of life's imprisonment. Devils being hung, I hold my tongue and watch my temperament. In this rhyme, I find it all in God's due time. He is risen, I'm forgiven, and that's what penetrates my mind.
Dude, that is great, man. I think that guy's awesome.
Hey, all we've been hearing about is sex and smoking trees.
Yeah, this guy got into religion and prison.
Amen. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
All right.
Now spit.
Jonathan, hold on one sec. We're going to send you the Los Angeles Dodgers 1988 World Series Collector's Edition DVD set. Catch every minute of the 1988 World Series where the Dodgers trounce the A's. And that's the series where Kirk Gibson hit the home run in the bottom of the ninth, 3-2 pitch.
And he pumped that arm.
Boom.
I can still
right
see
over
him
the right
pumping
field
that
fence.
Arm.
Yeah. It's from A&E Home Video. I have one of these things, and it is worth every penny of it. It's every game of the World Series. And the last play of the National League Championship Series is also in there as well, the last game of it against the Mets. So if you like the Dodgers and you like that 88 series, go buy that thing. It's the best.
Hey, man, I saw Tommy Lasorda at Disneyland.
Is that right?
And his wife has a cane, and the cane is made from a Louisville Slugger.
Wow,
it's the coolest cane.
Look at that.
If I needed a cane, I would be funky
there
fresh with
go.
The Louisville Slugger cane.
All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Dead Man Walking. Here it is.
Dead Man Walking. I might look woke up, but I'm asleep. A dead man walking, dead man walking. Lord, please wake me from this misery. Dead man walking. I might look woke up, but I'm asleep. A dead man walking, dead man walking. Lord, please wake me from this misery. Ring, 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 ring.
Dead man walking. I look awoke, but I'm asleep.
I like this guy.